الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ورضي الله تبارك وتعالى عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين اللهم يسر أمورنا كلها وبارك لنا في ذرياتنا وأموالنا وحالاتنا اللهم اجعلنا ممن دعاك فأجبته وسألك فأعطيته واستنصرك فنصرته وتوكل عليك فكفيته ودعاك فأجبته واستهداك فهديته اللهم من أرادنا بسوء أو شر أو مكر أو مكيدة فرد كيده عليه اللهم اكفناهم شرهم بما شئت يا رب العالمين. After this we are going to the second version of the tafsir of Quran al-Karim from this masjid. But before then there are some questions that come to our table that we attempt to give answers to those questions. Question number one says, what is the ruling for somebody presenting food to non-Muslims working for him? Somebody employing non-Muslims working for him during the month of Ramadan, in the broad daylight, they are working and you prepare food for them. You as a Muslim fasting, giving food to the non-Muslims because they are working for you. Now, to this question, the answer goes like this. Number one, you see, it is not good to have this kind of arrangement or scenario because a non-Muslim doesn't know the value of Ramadan, but you do as a Muslim. So why should we prepare food for him? So it is totally wrong to have a situation like this. Don't do it. If you do it, you're committing something bad that can attract a penalty against you in the eyes of Allah the Almighty. The second question says, somebody sees a Muslim eating, drinking in the day of Ramadan, but he is eating out of forgetfulness. He has forgotten. If I see a Muslim eating not intentionally out of forgetfulness, what is my role? Your role is to tell him, hey, remember, your fast is stop it. If you keep quiet, it is as if you are helping him to continue doing what is bad being perpetrated. The last question here says, this is a lady, a wife. Her husband is not fasting. He's a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. The husband is a Muslim, but he's not fasting. And he asks her, cook food for me, my lunch in the day. Can he cook for him? No. No. No, you say yes? You say yes? How can she cook for him? In Quran chapter 5 verse number 2, Allah says, وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ الْعُدْوَانِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. Don't help one another in committing bad things. Now, let's assume the husband is a Christian. Because there are some people, some women, because of worldly gains, they marry Christians, their husbands. She's a Muslim. Because of ignorance, marrying a non-Muslim. And Allah is saying, وَلَا تُنْكِهُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُوا وَلَا أَبْدُمْ مُؤْمِنُ خِمُشْرِكُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكُمْ. Do not take the hands of your daughters and give them non-Muslims. Now she marries a kafir. Then I tell you, even the marriage is haram. Talk less of the food.
The totality of the marriage is haram, so there is no basis for saying, let her cook food for him. Allahumma hadina ila al-haqqi jami'a. Let's go to the next ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال كلا فاذهبا بآياتنا إنا معكم مستمعون
نعم
فأتيا فرعون فقولا إنا رسول رب العالمين أن أرسل معنا بني إسرائيل.
Now these are the three ayats or verses so far we have had the recitation of them. Prophet Musa alayhi salam was asked by Allah to go to Pharaoh and the Pharaonic society to preach the message of Allah. And he explained some of his reasons begging Allah the Almighty to intervene for him. Then Allah said, كَلَّا فَضْحَبَ بِآيَاتِنَا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ مُسْتَمِعُونَ. When he said, وَلَهُمْ عَلَيَّ ظَمٌّ فَأَخَافُ أَنْ يَقْتُلُونَ. So, no. Don't be afraid. Don't entertain any fear. كَلَّا نَي go ye, two of you, okay, with our ayat, our signs. إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ مُسْتَمِعُونَ. We are with you. Hear it. Because Allah who is Sami, the all hearing, Al-Basir, the all seeing, Al-Qadir, the all powerful, omnipotent, Al-Alim, the all knowing, omniscient. So go ye, I am with you, listening and hearing. Meaning, nothing is going to obstruct you as long as you have my ma'iyah. If my togetherness is with you, you don't have to fear. Fatiya Fir'auna, two of you, who and who? Musa and Harun, Moses and Aaron, okay. Two of you, this Alif Fatiha is called the Alif of duality. Duality, meaning tafniya. Go to Fir'aun, faqula. Tell him, both of you, inna rasulu rabbil alamin. Certainly, we are apostles, we are messengers of the Lord of the creation. Rasul. You see, the risala here is singularized. Rasul. Didn't say Rasula. Rasul. Go and tell him the message is we are the messenger of the Lord of the creation. An arsil ma'ana bani Israel. Telling you, release. Send with us the Israel children. Because those days, Fir'aun and his company, we are penalizing, okay? We are visiting inflictions on the Israelites, like subhumans. Release them. So Musa went there, and his brother Arun asked him, Fir'aun, and Arsil, release them, set them free. They were in bondage. You know, bondage, servitude. You know, servitude, slavery. Release them. Next ayah.
قَالَ أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا مِنْ عُمُرِكَ سِنِينَ وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ.
To the astonishment of all our thinking people, the answer given by the Pharaoh is this answer. قال ألم نربك فينا وليدا ولبثت من عمرك سنين وفعلت قلت فعلت وأنت من الكافرين. فرعون said okay ألم نربك فينا وليدا, didn't we raise you amongst you as a kid. Imagine, is it the answer? You are being told to obey Allah and you are saying ألم نربك فينا, haven't we, didn't we train you, didn't we raise you amongst us وليدن as a minor, as a kid. ولبثت فينا من عمرك سنين, you tarried, you know, tarried, T-A-R-I-I-E-D, you tarried, or you lived in our midst out of your age many, many years. How can you tell us to obey Allah? You are a small kid, a small one. So he was trying to belittle the influence of Musa alayhi salam. وَفَعَلْتَ فَعَلْتَكَ فَعَلْتَ, you did your doings, childish things. You did things not commonsensical, according to his own views. أَلَّتِي فَعَلْتَ, which you did, وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ, whereas you were among the deniers of our bounties. Because kafirun, not kafir of our, no, no, denying the pharaonic bounties. That is al-kufr. What did the Prophet Musa say?
قَالَ فَعَلْتُهَا إِذًا وَأَنَا مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
Okay, what were the doings? وَفَعَلْتَ فَعَلْتَكَ, like what? Killing the Qibti. You know, so Musa killed Qibti unintentionally. So Pharaoh was saying, you did your misguided deeds when he did, whereas you happen to be a denier of our, what? Our bounty. Then Musa said, قال فعلتها إذا وأنا من الضالين. I did it then when I was misguided. I didn't then receive divine revelation. Now revelation came. I'm a prophet of Allah the Almighty. So you don't have justification to talk to me the way you are talking sarcastically. I did it وأنا من الضالين because I was the misguided. ففررت منكم لما خفتكم فوفاهوا لربي حكما وجعلني من المرسلين. ففررت منكم, I ran away, I absconded, if you like it, I absconded or I ran away from you. لما خفتكم, when I entertained fear about you, then فوهب لربي حكما, الله أكبر, my Lord bestowed on me hukman, judgmental prophethood. That is hukman. Okay? وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, and Allah made me amongst the ranks and file of the messengers. So Allah has raised me up. So what are you going to tell me, O you Pharaoh? Next ayah.
وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ.
وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. This is a bounty becoming just a braggadocious bounty. Just because of what you give me, and you are proving to me, you did something to me? تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَا, claiming some favors on me. أَنْ أَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ, whereas you made my people your servant. What can you tell me? What ni'mah do you have on me? My people, Israel, you made them slaves. You humiliated them. So تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَا, claiming any favor on me, you don't have justification to claim that for me. You have the guts, you have the audacity, you have the temerity to talk to me, whereas my people were made slaves under you. Next ayah. Next.
قال رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما
قال فرعون وما رب العالمين. Listen to that. This is ayah number 23 in this chapter 27. Fir'aun said, وما رب العالمين. He didn't say woman, he said وما. Because Fir'aun had a mind of arrogance and guts and haughtiness, hydra-headedness. He said وما رب العالمين. What? He didn't say من, because من للآقل ما لغير الآقل. How can you say وما? But he said it. وما رب العالمين. What is the Lord of the world? He did questioning with the mentality of showing arrogance and temerity of showing haughtiness. وما رب العالمين. قال رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إن كنتم موقن. قال he said. Who said? Musa. Because of the context. Musa said, okay, you are asking me? Okay, listen. Allah is the Rabbu Samawat, the Lord, the cherisher, the nourisher, the benefactor of the heavens and earth. That is my Lord. وما بينهما, and the content in between. إن كنتم موقنين, if certainly you have the mind of receiving statitude. That is the Lord you are asking about. Next time. قال, he said. Who said here? And Pharaoh. You get the context well. قال لمن حوله ألا تستمعون. Fir'aun then said, can't you hear him? Hear him, can't you hear him? What is he doing? قَالَ لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ. He said to the Bil'ahim, can't you hear him? Are you hearing Moses talking in this way? That there is God behind me? أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ. قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ.
قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ آبائكم الأولين.
قال ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين. موسى عليه السلام. You see, a prophet, even an ordinary believer that has the truth, is not afraid of anybody to say the truth, because he is committed. The truth is with him, so don't be afraid. Be committed, be determined, be lion-hearted. So Musa said, رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ آبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Let me add to you another proof. It is رَبُّكُمْ, your Lord, وَرَبُّ آبَائِكُمْ, the Lord of your parents, الْأَوَّلِينَ, your ancestors of the olden days. He has given every answer for Fir'aun to know the truth, that because of the kufr and the darkness engulfing the mind and the heart of Pharaoh, he was not ready to accept the truth. Next ayah.
قَالَ إِنَّ رَسُولَكُمُ الَّذِي أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ لَمَجْنُونَ.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. قَالَ إِنَّ رَسُولَكُمُ الَّذِي أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ لَمَجْنُونَ. That is the judgment, his verdict. Fir'aun said, okay, إِنَّ رَسُولَكُمْ, your messenger, not him. He should say, Inna Rasulana. But because of arrogance, he said, Inna Rasulakum, your messenger, Alladhi Ursila Ilaykum, sent to you, La Majnoon, is mentally derailed, is mad. That is wrong. You should say Rasuluna, is the Rasulakum. Not only La Majnoon. La means Wallah. It's where Lam al-Qasam. La Majnoon certainly is mad. So to tell you, this has been happened. It's not something outlandish for the people who meant the truth to be called names. Prophets were called names. So why should you worry? Maintain the truth. Maintaining it angers the one that are astray amongst the kafirun and among the munafiqun, hypocritical people. So may Allah get us right.
قال رب المشرق والمغرب وما بينهما
Once again, Prophet Musa added another point. قال رب المشرق والمغرب ما بينهما إن كنتم تعقلون. قال موسى said, The Lord you are asking me is رب المشرق والمغرب. Is the Lord of Al-Mashriq, the area where the sun rises. والمغرب, the area where the sun sets. Is that correct? That is the Lord. وَمَا بَيْنُمَا in between. إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ If you can think. If you can think cogitatively, Al-Aql means common sense. Not all senses are common, anyway. Not all are common. But in this particular case, إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ If you can reason, another translation, if you can reason. Next ayah.
قَالَ لَئِنِ اسْتَرَدْتَ إِلَٰهًا غَيْرِي لَأَجْعَلَنَّكَ مِنَ الْمَسْجُونِينَ
Now Fir'aun descended so low to the point of threatening. He's making a threat. قَالَ He said, لَئِنِ اتَّخَذْتَ إِلَٰهًا غَيْرِي لَأَجْعَلَنَّكَ مِنَ الْمَسْجُونِينَ If you take another god beside me, I will imprison you. Threat. You see, all the proof were given. Now he was, you know, threatening fire and stone and brimstone. لَإِنِ اتَّخَذْتَ إِلَهًا غَيْرِي If you take anyone to be worshipped, not me, لَأَجْعَلَنَّكَ مِنَ الْمَسْجُونِينَ I will definitely imprison you. Now, saying this, Musa said to him, alayhi salatu wasalam, because of a threat to make among the prisoners, Masjudin. Then Prophet Musa said in the subsequent ayah, now, قَالَ أَوَلَوْ جِئْتُكَ بِشَيْءٍ مُبِينٍ So you will imprison me even if I show you something distinctively clear. If I produce to you an ayah confirming my reliability, still you'll imprison me? What did he say?
قَالَ فَأْتِ بِهِ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ
Again?
فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ
Next ayah.
وَنَزَعَ يَدَهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءَ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ
Take it again. فَإِذَا هِيَ
وَنَزَعَ يَدَهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ
Now قَالَ فَأْتِ بِهِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ Fir'aun said, okay, produce it. Show me. You are threatened. إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ If you are speaking the truth, show me anything. Now, this is the tip of the iceberg. Fir'auna threw a prayer. Then instantaneously, Prophet Musa, what did he do?
فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ صُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ.
He threw, or I can tell you he throws, to give it present simple sense. Because Quranic miracles is continuous. So he throws. But if you're looking about the chronology, you say he threw. Then I will choose he throws. Okay? His asau. What is asau? Staff. It was his staff. The staff he used. Qala hiya asaya. Atawakkau alayya. Wali fiha ma'aribu ukhra. That's the staff. Sambesh. So he throws his staff. Fa'idha hiya. Allahu Akbar. Fa'idha hiya su'banun mubin. Instantly it metamorphosed, becoming a huge serpent. Serpent means huge snake. S-E-R-P-E-N-T. Serpent. Mubin, very clear. Nobody will say it is a cock. No, su'banun mubin. It metamorphosed instantly by becoming a clear and huge serpent. Not only that, وَنَذَا أَيَدَهُ. He removed his hand from his armpit. فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَىٰ لِمْنَافِرِينَ. The hand becomes illuminated like a torch flashlight for those who can see. Isn't it a mu'jiza? It's a miracle. Fir'aun saw it, but he refused. What did he say?
قال للملأ حوله إن هذا لساحر عليم.
الله أكبر.
يريد أن يخرجكم من أرضكم بسحره فماذا تأمرون؟
قال للملأ حوله إن هذا لساحر أليم. After seeing these examples of ayah, let me ask you, how many ayat were given to Musa? وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْ ayat. Two are mentioned. Two out of remaining seven. You'll see them in other places. He was given staff. His hand illuminated. Alright? So Allah gives Musa ayat, tis ayat. Now Pharaoh saw these two for now. He should have believed. No. He didn't believe. Instead he said, لِلْمَلَئِ حَوْلَهُ. The comrades around him. His company. He told them, إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. This is sorcerer. Black magic practitioner. That is sihr. Is it a sihr? Ayah, you call it sihr? Ya Fir'aun, ya kafir, ya ghafir, ya shaytan. But he said it. Inna hadha lasahirun. This is a sorcerer. Ali, very, very knowledgeable. Amongst them, he knows a lot. Lasahirun, alim. Not an ordinary sorcerer. Alim. That's the answer he gave. Next ayah. يريد أن يخرجكم من أرضكم بسيري فماذا تأمرون. He wants to evict you, to remove you out of your land. بسيري via his sorcery and black magic. Okay, فماذا تأمرون. What is your advice? Tell me your decision. He was making, a kind of a scenario to look as if the people were with him together. Tell me your decision about him. قالوا
أرضه وأقام وبعث المدائن حاشرين.
نعم.
يأتوك بكل سحار عليم.
قالوا they said, I ask you, who said? Now, who said? People around him, his comrades, his companions, correct? They said. What did they say? قالوا they say أرجي وأهب. Give him a respite. Give him a delay. Take it easy. That is أرجي. Give him a respite. وأخا along with his brother. Who is the brother? Harun. Then by the time you give them some moratorium, you wait for them, then وَبْعَثْ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ. Send in the cities around Egypt, congregate people. Tell people there's going to be a big assembly for something to be done. This is strategy for them. To do what? يَأْتُوكَ بِكُلِّ سَحَارٍ عَلِيمٍ. Tell them to bring, you know, a superb sorcerer who knows what to do. His own is sorcery. We are going to produce those that can do it better than he can do it. He was thinking it's sorcery. It's Allah's revelation, you God. You don't know. Okay, next ayah. فَجُمِعَ السَّحَرَةُ لِمِيقَاتِ يَوْمْ مَعْلُومِ. And the sorcerers were assembled, were congregated. لِمِيقَاتِ يَوْمْ مَعْلُومِ. For a stipulated day known. We're going to meet, for example, on such a day. And they are congregated. لِمِيقَاتِ يَوْمْ مَعْلُومِ. A day stipulated, miqat. It was said. They all came. They were jam-packed at the palace of Fir'aun in Egypt. Okay? Next ayah.
وَقِيلَ لِلنَّاسِ هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُجْتَمِعُونَ.
People, the general common people were given invitation. Hey, come on and all. To tell you, the thing was not meant for only Musa and Pharaoh alayhi salam and the sorcerer. They extended invitation to other people. Will you come? Come one and all. That is, it was said to the people, Hal antum mujtami'un? Will you come and witness it? They say, yeah, who will come? The one is not going to take place. And they are congregated, they were assembled, they were jam-packed, so to speak. Next ayah.
لَعَلَّنَا نَتَّبِعُ السَّحَرَةَ إِن كَانُوا هُمُ الْغَالِبِينَ.
لَعَلَّنَا نَتَّبِعُ السَّحَرَةَ إِنْ كَانُوا هُمُ الْغَالِبِينَ. لَعَلَّنَا perchance, likely, probably, we're going to obey the sorcerers if they turn out to be victorious. They were thinking, the sorcerers are going, we're going to defeat Musa. How? So they were having this vainglorious thinking. لَعَلَّنَا perchance we are going to obey the sorcerers, but إِن كَانُوا هُمُ الْغَالِبِينَ. Okay, what? إِن كَانُوا هُمُ الْمَغْلُوبِينَ. If they are conquered, will you obey them? And you will see. The truth shall reveal itself.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَ السَّحَرَةُ قَالُوا لِفِرْعَوْنَ أَإِنَّ لَنَا
فلما جاء السحرة قالوا لفرعون أئن لنا لأجرا إن كنا نحن الغالبين. This is ayah or verse number 41 in this chapter 27 Ash-Shu'ara. فلما جاء السحرة, when the sorcerers, the black magic practitioners, when they came, when they attended the congregation, they put a condition to Pharaoh. قالوا لفرعون. They said to Pharaoh, أَإِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا. Are you going to receive some reward? So you can see material gain comes in. Wherever there is material, money, at times people's iman becomes shaky. That is why remain rooted to your belief. They were asking, "Ainna lana la ajran?" Pharaoh, tell us, okay? Are we getting something? Na chop make a chop system. We chop. "Ainna lana la ajran?" Are we going to have some reward, some recompense? In kunna, if we are the victorious, listen to the answer he gave them confidently. What did he say?
قال نعم وإنكم إذا لمن المقربين.
قال نعم. Let me ask you. نعم is the opposite of what? لا. ها. Shall I come? نعم. Shall I come? لا. I go away. So نعم is affirmative. لا is negative. Correct? Okay. قال نعم, he said yes. وإنكم إذا لمن المقربين. By then, which then? When the sorcerers become victorious, you'll be among people close to me. You'll be my ministers, my advisors. مقربين. And you know today in this life, you want to be close to excellences, the honorable, correct? In this lifetime. So now he promised them, oh, you are going to be amongst those close to me. If you come, if they turn out to be victorious and successful in this encounter. Na'am. قال لهم موسى ألقوا ما أنتم ملقون. Prophet Musa said to them, okay, all we are saying, like saying, on your marks, say it, get ready, go, just like this. So قال لهم موسى ألقوا ما أنتم ملقون. Okay, start throw your stuff. Let me see. Start throwing. Ma antum mulkun. Whatever you want to throw it. Let's see. And they accepted the challenge. Fa'alqaw
hibalahum wa 'izzahum wa qalu bi'izzati fir'auna inna lanahnu al-ghalibun.
Ya salam. Bi'izzati fir'aun. Not بإذنك الله. أو يا الله سبحان الله. فألقوا حبالهم. They threw. Let me say throw. Not threw. But chronologically, they threw. By present implication, they throw. Is English. So they throw or they threw, because ألقوا in Arabic is فعل ماضي. فألقوا حبالهم. They threw their ropes. Hibal, plural of habl. They threw their robes, wa isiyum, and their staffs. Waqalu, and they said, bi'izzati fir'auna. By the might of Pharaoh. You see, if you want to swear by Allah. Alaysa kadhalik? But now they were swearing by somebody's help. Somebody, a nincompoop. You know nincompoop? The fool of the fools is called nincompoop. Like Pharaoh, a nincompoop. Swearing by Pharaoh. So they say, بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنِ, by the might of Pharaoh, إِنَّا لَنَهْنُ الْغَالِبُونَ. We are the victorious one. وَمَنْ نَثُرُ إِلَّا مِنْ إِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Victory comes from the Almighty. Not by Pharaoh's might. But they swore or they swear by the might of Pharaoh. They shall see. Next ayah.
فَأَلْقَى مُوسَى عَصَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ.
After throwing their ropes and their sticks or stuff. Some scholars are saying that day there are more than 10,000 snakes crawling all over the place, because the ropes start, you know, metamorphose and change and become what? Snakes. That Musa to enter them, you know, a kind of a fear. قلنا لا تخف إنك أنت الأعلى وألق ما في يمينك تلقى ما صنعوا إنما صنعوا كيد الساحر حيث أتى. In chapter 20. So now they throw or they threw their staff and ropes, calling the name of Pharaoh to intervene. But Prophet Musa عليه السلام ألقى عصاه, he throws his own staff. فَإِذَا هِيَ abruptly, instantly, تَلْقَفُ, it began to gobble, to swallow. مَا يَأْفِكُونَ, what they brought out of a lie. Alright? Their own as act of sorcery. His own act of divine intervention. هل يستويان مثلا أبدا. So when he throws, his own snake, serpent, became huge. It goes on, you know, gobbling this, swallow it. So what is happening? The leader of the sorcerers was blind man. They went to him, said, sir, this guy is dangerous. His own serpent is now gobbling and eating and swallowing ours, 10,000 snakes, let's say. He asked him, after his own snake swallowed ours, did the stomach get swollen? They said, no. So I tell you, it's from God the Almighty. If his own snake happens to be like ours, the belly, the stomach will have swollen. Eating 10,000 snakes without swallowing? No. His own is divinely sanctioned. Ours is a fabricated act of sorcery. Some feel the guy became a Muslim. Some Pharaoh wouldn't allow him. Maybe he got killed. Let me get killed if my iman is intact. So what? The life comes to an end. Correct? May Allah take our lives in the right way. So this is what happened. Next ayah. Naam? Naam. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ. Having seen what happened, they were cast down prostrating. In disbelief or in belief? I'm asking you. In disbelief or in belief? Tell me now. In belief, yes. For ulqiya sahara to sajidin, they were thrown down prostrating, believing in Allah because of the miracle of Prophet Musa. They have been seen, they have never seen something like this. So for that, they went down prostrating, submitting to Allah the Almighty. Qala, did you read it? Read it.
قالوا آمنا برب العالمين.
Who is that?
رب موسى وهارون.
الله أكبر. قالوا, they say. Who are those saying? The sorcerers. Sorcerers, yeah. The black magic practitioners who now turn to become Muslims. They have seen what they have seen. They say, ah, amanna bi rabbil alameen, rabbi Musa wa Harun. We believe in the Lord of the creation. Who is that? Rabbi Musa wa Harun. The Lord of Musa and Harun. Now Fir'aun was left naked. Was left dumbfounded. Was left obliterated, was laid completely destroyed. Now he gave his own answer. What did he say?
قال آمنتم له قبل أن آذن لكم إنه لكبيركم الذي علمكم السحر فلسوف تعلمون لأقطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ولأصلبنكم أجمعين.
قال he said. Who said? فرعون. أين الفاعل؟ أين الفاعل؟ قال فعل. أين الفاعل؟ In نحو Arabic grammar. Ibn Malik says this Alfia. وبعد فعل فاعل. فإن ظهر وإلا فضمير نستتر. After fail, after action, there should be the actor. So what is fail? ضمير مستتر. كيف نقدر نقول قال فرعون؟ هو المقدر. Because وبعد فعل فاعل فإن ظهر وإلا فضمير نستتر. So قال فرعون. Pharaoh said, آمنت له قبل أن أذلكم. Okay, you believe in him before my permission. So now he has been defeated, so he's going round the road. So you believe in him without my permission. So he was thinking that for somebody to be a believer, you have to get permission from Pharaoh. So he said, so you believe in قبل أن أذن before I give you permission? Okay, now I understand. إنه لكبيركم الذي علمكم السحر. Okay, he is your chief sorcerer. He taught you sorcery. Okay, when you are looking for those in the corner, why didn't you consult him? Isn't it? His logic is illogical. It is logically illogical, commonsensically uncommonsensical. This is stupidity. How will you say Moses is the leader in sorcery? Why did you go to places looking for those people? Now you have completely been defeated. So he is saying, إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمْ. He is your chief. He is your leader who taught you the act of sorcery. You know he is lying. Then he said, فَلَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُ. You will know. Don't say you will. You shall know. It's more powerful in English. Ye shall know. What will you do? لَأُقَطِّئَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. That is the punishment he intended. I will cut off your hands and your legs in variation. Left hand, right leg in variation. لا إله إلا الله. Okay. مِنْ خِلَافٍ. Not only وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. I will crucify you, all of you. You know crucifixion? Somebody to thrust his body after being dead on the wood, after being pinpointed. That's the crucifixion. All of you. And he did it by emphasis. Because لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ in Arabic نَحَوْ by origin it is what? لَأَقْطَعَ. But laqta is not emphatic. But by the time you add nun tawkid thaqila, it becomes strong. وَفِئِلُ أَمْرٍ وَمُضِيٍّ بُنِيَ وَأَعْرَبُ مُدَارِئًا إِنْ أَرِيَ مِنْ نُونِ تَوْكِدٍ مُبَشِرٍ وَمِنْ نُونِ إِنَاسٍ. Still more putting. That is Ibn Malik in his sort book. That is each and every fi'il mudari, if you join to it, nun tawkid, emphatic noun, it implies strength and powerful submission. So لأقطعن, I will certainly cut off your hand and your legs in variation, and I am going to crucify you, all of you. What was their answer? قالوا
قالوا لا ضير إنا إنا نطمع أن يغفر لنا ربنا خطايانا أن كنا أول المؤمنين.
قالوا لا ضير بسي هو سيدي مؤمن أو الكافر بعد يستصرف. That was then, but now Allahu Akbar. So قالوا the sorcerers turned believers. So don't call them sorcerers now. The believers. They said لا ضير, you can do your worst. لا ضير, no harm. Will not be intimidated. لا ضير, no intimidation can touch us. لا ضير, no harm. No problem. إنا إلى ربنا منقلبون. We are turning back to our Lord, not you, an ordinary person. That is the believers. The power of Iman holds them. لا ضير, no harm. Do your worst. Number two, إنا all of us إلى ربنا to our Lord منقلبون. We shall return, going back to you. You can do nothing. All you can do is this life. But after our days, you have nothing to do. We are going back to our Creator. Is that the end of it? Is it time? Okay, brothers and sisters, sisters in absentia, I think we have to draw curtain onto this session, or at least this session. We make progress next time. May Allah the Almighty bless all of us. Allahumma يسر أمورنا وبارك لنا في أموالنا وذرياتنا. اللهم اجعلنا ممن دعاك فأجبت وسألك فأعطيت واسترحمك فرحمت. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.